The group claims IU uses 60,000 tons of coal per year. Michael Hamburger is professor of geological sciences and co-chair for the Task Force on Campus Sustainability. He says that though IU is interested in efforts to become carbon neutral, no comprehensive scheme has been put into play.
I would say IU as an institution has not formally made a commitment to move in a particular path towards reducing dependence on fossil fuels.
Hamburger says an investment to change the energy infrastructure could result in a 30% return by saving in future energy costs. But he says upfront costs will likely be an obstacle to IU's administration coming around to the idea.
The central heating plant is one of the most challenging, partly because the infrastructure costs are so great to make changes, and partly because the costs of alternatives to coal in this part of the country are so high compared with the relatively low cost of coal.
Lauren Kastner, an IU freshman and volunteer with the student group lobbying for coal-free campus, points to Ball State University as an example of a Hoosier campus that has already begun moving towards the goal, despite high costs of infrastructure and alternative fuels. Earlier this year, Ball State announced a $70 million investment in a geothermal heating and cooling system that will become the largest in the country.
If Ball State University can completely transition their campus and move beyond coal to clean energy, so can we here at IU.
Hamburger says Indiana's coal-heavy economy could also prove to be a political obstacle to IU's transition away from traditional energy sources. The student group submitted their report to the provost's office. For WFIU, I'm Emily Loftus.